This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump, as well as House Republicans and Democrats, are reacting Sunday to the first week of impeachment hearings targeting President Trump. Democrats say that testimony during the hearings confirmed the president abused power by allegedly withholding military aid to Ukraine in exchange for dirt on a political rival. Republicans say the proceedings have provided no hard evidence of wrongdoing. VOA's Arash Arabasadi reports.
President Trump continued defending his now infamous July phone call.
I was getting off the plane and they handed me a statement that was just made by the foreign minister and president of the Ukraine. And Ukraine, they came out loud and clear that there was no linkage whatsoever, not even a little bit. And you saw it. You all saw it. I said, oh, well, that ends the impeachment.
True, which is Sunday, Republican Chris Stewart said withholding aid to Ukraine made sense at the time. Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney says the president withheld aid for different reasons.
That the president of the United States used taxpayer-funded military assistance to pressure a foreign leader to help him in his reelection campaign. That is solicitation of a bribe, and that is an impeachable offense listed in the Constitution.
The White House released a transcript of an earlier phone call between President Trump and then newly elected Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, saying the readout of that call debunks accusations of bribery. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Lebanon slipped deeper into a political crisis Sunday as politicians struggled to form a government. Tens of thousands of Lebanese took to the streets in cities and towns across the country to demand a complete overhaul of the political class. Protesters have accused political leaders of corruption, and they're demanding social and economic reforms and adequate basic services. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Hong Kong student protesters who had barricaded themselves at a university attempted to leave the besieged campus early Monday after an overnight standoff. As the students made what appeared to be a concerted effort to leave the campus of Hong Kong Polytechnic University, they were charged by police who fired the tear gas. VOA saw police arrest dozens of students who were detained with plastic wire ties around their wrists. Some were marched in front of reporters as they were taken away. Earlier, police said that they were arresting students on riot-related charges. Now, despite increasingly violent protests, Hong Kongers are set to vote in local elections this week. VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
The unrest is prompting questions about whether authorities will move ahead with this week's local elections, a crucial barometer of public opinion amid a wave of anti-government protests. Steve Vickers is a Hong Kong-based risk consultant.
It would be a grave error to cancel those elections. The district council elections are the most fundamental building block of democracy in Hong Kong.
Hong Kong's Beijing-friendly chief executive has record low approval ratings. And despite the violence, polls suggest the protesters still have widespread public support. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
At least one Iraqi protester was killed and more than 30 others wounded Sunday amid renewed clashes on a key bridge in Baghdad. The protesters now have control of three bridges crossing the Tigris River toward the heavily fortified Green Zone, the seat of Iraq's government. Those protests that began in October over lack of jobs and public services have grown to include widespread corruption and income inequality. Demonstrators are now demanding the complete overhaul of the government. The protests have spread out of Baghdad into other cities in southern and central Iraq. Demonstrators across the country are blocking roads and disrupting businesses. Iran's supreme leader backed Sunday a government decision to increase fuel prices, which sparked deadly protests. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei blamed thugs for damaging property in protests that left at least two people dead. His comments come as the government shut off internet across Iran in an attempt to quell protest over the raising of government-set gasoline prices by 50%. In a televised address to the nation, he said that some had lost their lives without elaborating. He also ordered security forces to implement their task. Hundreds of Haiti's national police officers were in the streets of capital, Port-au-Prince, and the northern city of Cape Haitien Sunday, demanding better work conditions and a union to represent and defend their rights. This is the second time in a month that they've protested. Some officers say that the police are suffering because they don't enjoy the same benefits reserved for their leaders, and they don't have anyone to represent and defend them when they need them the most. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.